Hello, everybody. Welcome to the third episode of the Home Plate Podcast. My name is Neil, your host, and with me here is Nikhil, your co-host.
Hello.
So the MLB is dealing with a bit of a viewership issue. We're seeing less people get interested in the game, and that's obviously not good for the sport. So we're going to go through some things that we think the MLB could change to get people excited again. So I'm actually going to start off with starting every inning with a runner on first base. I think the problem with the MLB is it's all just ground outs. If there are no hits, there's no action.
Strikeouts,
Yeah.
yeah. I
And
mean, that's just some games. Some games are just like a lot of hits
yeah,
and
but the
stuff, but
vast majority of games are,
strikeouts,
yeah.
walks, hit by pitches.
Yeah, right? And you need to be some action, right? Not just the pitcher and the catcher. And I don't think there's a really easy way to get more balls in play. But I think you could get more people on base. That should lead to more stolen bases, more double plays, right? More scoring, right? Because now a stolen base and two good place ground outs gets you a run. Right? And again, that'll just push the game a bit forward. Because right now it's a so slow, right? Like if you think about it, you can go two, three innings without a hit. With maybe two or three ground balls, everybody just gets struck out, right? Maybe you walk a dude. There's not that much excitement. Right? It's difficult to sit through a nine-inning game of baseball, right? Unless you really care about the game. Like I don't remember when was the last time I actually watched a full nine-inning game that wasn't the postseason.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like if it's not the postseason,
I mean,
nine.
that's true. I don't think I have watched.
You can't watch a nine-inning game.
Yeah, I can't sit through it.
Yeah.
The last one I watched actually was the All-Star game.
Yeah, but that's not a real game. Right? Like, the real games aren't interesting at all. Right? And I think that goes to our next point, which is they need to make the game shorter.
And I mean, we saw, one of the what I think they should implement is that they should put a 20-second rule between pitches so that the batter doesn't take too long. I mean,
Yeah.
sometimes it can take a really long time,
Yeah,
kind
you
of mess
can't
with
like
people's
yeah.
minds and stuff, especially if they're a really good hitter like Aaron Judge or,
Yeah. You look at guys like even Soto's shuffle is kind of unnecessary. Just let's speed things up. I think it has to go both ways. The pitcher also needs to have a time limit. Right, there has to be a pitch clock. And I think they started experimenting with that in the minors. I think they should start to implement it. I think it should be 20 seconds both sides. And if the batter takes too long, then it should be a ball. I mean, it should be a strike. And if the pitcher takes too long, it's a ball.
I mean, I'll definitely tell you, I have the amount of time I take on the mound. Like, I'll just sit there in my set position with the ball for like a minute, and then I'll pitch
What do
until.
you do in that minute?
I mean, you just stare. You just stare at the batter. You
Okay.
just. I mean, sometimes it'll get in their head, and they'll just call time. There's someone will call
Okay, so then
time,
they'll call time, and then you get out of their head, so you've achieved nothing, right?
then. I mean.
I'm like, what do you achieve by standing there and having a stare off? Right?
I mean, yeah, that it's definitely something you should take out.
Yeah.
Just standing there with doing
Maybe you
nothing
need to be the pioneer.
and
And
start just
yeah, just start throwing no time in between. Like you call like four pitches at once. So you don't even have to talk to the catcher. You already know what's coming.
That's true.
And you just start like lasering them
You
in.
know, this is not something I should be talking about, but like, if you people like Clayton Kershaw, they take so long just to get in their set. Like, if you look at them, they have this whole like ritual or something. That's just baseball, though, so.
It's baseball and Giannis's free throw shooting. Another thing that needs to have a timer put on it. But I think the other thing is just make the game shorter. There's no reason that you have to play nine innings. They've done 7-inning games and they do double headers. They had the seven
Yeah, I
inning
mean,
double
I
headers.
think also there is a big viewership. It's not as big as the MLB because it's
Yeah.
Little League, but I think there is a big viewership on the League World Series,
Yeah.
and it's also because it's only like 2 hours.
It's 2 hours, and I feel like, at least from what I've seen, if I've not watched a lot of Little League, but I feel there are more balls in play. You have more guys getting
That's true.
contact, right? And I think that you can't really change that. I don't think you can't artificially
I mean,
make.
in the MLB, that's when, or even in the minor leagues or in
Yeah.
college, that's when they start like getting a lot of break.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess you could change the ball. That's the only thing I
I
could
think
think
that's
of.
another topic on how MLB has changed
Yeah,
their
that's gonna
balls.
have to be our next episode. We're just gonna have to do an analysis of the progression of baseballs.
Yeah.
But I think another thing is there needs to be a two DHs, right? Because I think now almost every team has that one player, be it the catcher or like a shortstop who absolutely cannot hit, but is super good on defense, right? So he wins his spot because he's an excellent defender, but he's also like a guaranteed out. Again, no one wants to see a dude who's not competitive, right? That's the whole reason why pitchers, like, see,
And I feel
actually,
like also in hitting is the one thing that the fans want. They want home runs, but coaches, they want defense. They want to win games.
Yeah, but you want both. See, I think, no, but I think more so, maybe you don't need two DHs, right? You have one DH, but you made the pitch because people like when pitchers hit. I think about all the people who want to watch Madison Bumgarner hit,
Yeah. I
right?
mean,
And
there's some pitchers out there that are okay
there's
at
a certain
good at
intrigue
hitting.
to seeing a pitcher hit, right? Like hit a baseball because everybody roots for the pitcher. Right, like everybody wants to see the pitcher get a hit, and right, like think about Bartolo Colon. Imagine if Bartolo Colon played in a DH role,
Oh my
right?
gosh. That'd be so
I think
funny.
pitchers should be hitting, but you can have a designated fielder and a designated hitter.
I mean, pitchers hitting is like it's kind of a weird topic to talk about because there's not only is there not only do they if they get a hit, like it'll be big.
Yeah.
I mean,
There's also
I
a lot
don't
of
know.
strategy with their whole like bunting and right? They used to be
Yeah.
like pitchers who could like sack bunt really well, and I think there's a lot more skill than we give credit to for
Pitchers.
pitchers hitting. Yeah. But I think the overall gist of what we're getting at is we need to make the game more exciting. And that basically means forcing action.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
And even in our All-Star game episode, I talked about how the All-Star game could be scripted.
yeah. And I certainly would hope that we don't have to script every baseball game. That would just, that'd be so sad if you were just watching a scripted, then you'd just run into become the WWE, which I'll
Yeah.
be WWE is doing a really good job of getting people to like scripted wrestling that's nothing like actual wrestling, but yeah, I think should we bring back maybe no wood bats? You can use your
Metal bats.
yeah metal
Metal
bats.
bats, it would bring more action, definitely. But then you also need to think about pitchers.
Who
Like,
cares about pitchers?
they're going to, like, someone's going to die or something's going to happen to them.
Why?
Because hitting off a metal bat is so much faster
Yeah.
than a
But they
wood
get hit
bat.
anyways, and we don't care.
Oh my God. Neil
No one
is.
cares about pitcher safety right now, okay? They've done nothing to improve pitcher safety.
I mean, they did have a hat.
Just put a
They have a
helmet.
protective
Yeah.
hat. It looked really dumb. I think they've improved it though.
They can just put a helmet.
So that's gonna affect how they pitch though.
Is it really? How
Yeah.
much is a helmet gonna change?
It's gonna like,
You don't have to make it
affect
like a football helmet. You can make it like a, right? I'm sure you can come up with a protective helmet.
I think protective hats would
And
make
also the
sense.
chance of a line drive coming straight at your face. It
It's
won't in
low.
see the chance.
It's the low.
The chance won't increase, right? Like how many times, right? It's not like the ball's gonna go more straight with a metal bat.
Yeah, but it's gonna
Okay,
like
well, it's gonna
be
like
worse when it happens.
when it happens, if it happens, I don't know.
It will
I feel
happen,
like
but
somebody can figure that out. Because you'd get a
man.
lot more pop.
Yeah, I
But
think for me, like when I pitch, I have more velo in like a bullpen, like a normal practice.
yeah.
But in a game, I'm always worried, so I'm like more ready, more prepared, more on balance
Yeah.
than when you're just chucking it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.